We'll begin today with a topic that we talked a lot about in recent months, but it's been a little while. It looks like El Paso Independent School District has narrowed their list of finalists for the next superintendent down to one.
Yeah, it's been a little over a year exactly, I think, since El Paso Independent School District has had a full-time superintendent. This week, the school board selected a woman named Diana Saavedra to be superintendent. Under the law, they have to wait 21 days before formally hiring her. She comes to El Paso from the Fort Bend Independent School District out in the Houston area. She's from Laredo originally, so she's a product of the border. A lot of people in El Paso were really pushing the school board to hire somebody with deep roots in El Paso. That didn't happen, but generally speaking, I think the early reviews are favorable for her. People are wishing her success, but it's also, I think, important to note that this is a district that has had struggles for going back 10 or more years now with corruption issues and poor governance issues. And unfortunately, this selection process was also very rough. It turned out one of the school board members is working for a school district in East Texas that produced one of the finalists or semifinalists in this search, and there are a lot of questions about that. So even this process wasn't smooth, but I think a lot of people in El Paso are really hoping that Dr. Saavedra is a good hire and can help move the district forward.
Let's move on to kids that might go to school in that district. And recently, the vaccine was approved for children ages 5 to 11. How are efforts going in El Paso along the lines of getting kids vaccines and COVID in El Paso in general?
So, you know, a lot of parents have been looking forward to the vaccines becoming available for kids. A lot of parents are hesitant, too, because, as we know, COVID doesn't generally have the, you know, more serious effects among children than it often has among adults. So a lot of parents have been kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. But in El Paso, it looks like parents are really rushing to get their kids vaccinated. As of the middle of this week, about 15% of all kids in that 5 to 11 age group in El Paso had already gotten at least their first shot. That's compared to a statewide rate of about 6%. So, you know, more than twice the rate that we're seeing in the rest of the state. And it's particularly important at this time because we're seeing a really huge increase in COVID-19 infections among kids, which is also sort of driving the spread of COVID-19 throughout the community. On Wednesday of this week, we saw 600 new cases reported in El Paso, which is the highest one-day total since January. And about a quarter of all those new cases were among kids 5 to 11 who just recently became eligible for the vaccine. So I think there's a lot of concern that we're in the midst of another wave of cases. The hope is that getting more kids vaccinated can kind of break that wave a little bit. And it's important to note that about 70% of all of these new infections we've seen in recent weeks are among people who have not been fully vaccinated, whether it's kids 5 to 11 or just becoming eligible, or people who've been eligible for a long time but have just been hesitant about getting that vaccine.
The pandemic affected people in professional ways, in very different ways. One group that may have been impacted, you know, more than many others are musicians and artists. Tell me a little bit about the story you're working on to bring some light to what their situation has been like.
Yeah, one of the beautiful parts about living in a border community is you have access to artists and musicians on both sides of the border. And, you know, one of the great traditions in communities like El Paso and Las Cruces has been that artists and musicians freely cross the border to bring their works to different artists. But that didn't happen during the pandemic because the border was largely closed to most Mexican nationals. The border just began reopening earlier this month. So a lot of these artists who've relied on El Paso in particular to perform their music or have their artwork viewed have really struggled over the last 18, 19 months. And so we're just starting to begin to see these artists being allowed to cross again and sort of renewing these deep cultural bonds that are really important to our identity as a border community. Renee Klajic has a story on that And it's worth noting that Renee's a great musician herself, so really knows the importance of this subject matter. And I'd really encourage people to check the story out.
And you can find that story and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thanks for the update, and have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.